we were in the plane and we sat behind this family with this girl that was just the worst. The worst. You know, the kids that want to fly just kicking, screaming. Yeah. So toxic.
Why are we going here? Why are we going on EasyJet? Now I know.
Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to another incredible episode of Husband and Life. I am Standish Child.
And I'm Kelechi. And together we are the Chapfikas.
Hey. Whoa. Hi, babe. How are you?
Today? Tired.
Hi.
What's it's been new? A busy weekend, man.
Busy, you know.
These early mornings are very painful.
That's why when that clock hits 10 p.m.
Yes.
You should go to sleep.
It's very true.
No, let's another episode. Just one more. You know, just a bit more training. Just a bit more. Another email. No, another follow-up.
But you have to strike while the iron's hot. Yes. You know, you can't. You're in a flow.
When you're in a groove.
You go in. You're like, oh, this is working out. You know, success likes momentum.
It does.
Likes energy.
It likes it.
So yeah. Sometimes you just have to try and say.
But it doesn't like sleep too.
There's a cut off point. If you want to get up early and do the next, you know, the next steps.
I told you, there's that thing when Akon was recording that song with Akon, he said he literally, because he turned up to the studio, Eminem at the studio session, he told Akon, I'll be there at 9.
Mm.
Okay, so 9 in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'll be there from 9, so be ready. So Akon thought, this is just a rapper time, you know, I'll rock up at 1 p.m. whenever I feel like it. So my guy goes to the studio at 3 p.m.
Hey.
Exactly. So he thought... So, I'm telling you. So, rapper time. So, Eminem was in a booth, recorded da 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 da, and he got to 5 o'clock. He was literally that's it. Stopped. And then Akon goes, "What's going on?" He goes, "I work here 9 to 5. I come in at 9. I do a 1 hour lunch break. When 5 o'clock hits, I go home." He's like, "But we're in the groove. We're in the momentum." It's like, "This is a regular job. Mm-hmm. I come here at 9 and I leave at 5. I have 1 hour lunch every day. And that's it. The song is going to be still here tomorrow. We're going to still get it done." And he was like, I was like, "What?" "But we're in the groove. We're like..." He's like, "It'll still be here. I'll still catch it tomorrow.
I will catch the groove tomorrow when I come back from my shift at 9 a.m. All right.
So you need to keep them nice and
that's
warm.
True. You need to have your set yourself some serious boundaries when it comes to those things. Because otherwise you just burn yourself out. Which is probably why I'm exhausted today.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so it's you got to just take a seat back, you know, relax. And breathe.
This meditation.
Zen it.
Get some sound baths.
You know?
And then get to it the next day. So
you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's the reason why I'm tired. I went to bed late. Just a lot of training last night. I had to, you know, soak in the information so you can implement it the next day, you know?
That's crazy.
You don't want to miss out. There might be some juicy bits that you can catch some nuggets.
Absolutely. I agree. Yes. You know, and that's the game, you know. Some, you got to be in it to win it, they say.
Oh,
it?
Yeah.
So you feel you're going to miss something that's beneficial for your business, and you got to be ready and you got to be go get it. To get out, you said you iron, when iron's hot, you iron all your clothes.
You iron all your clothes, man. Yeah. So, anyway, how are you, babes?
I'm good. I was just thinking, like, today, literally, do you remember when we took that flight and we were going, I think we were going to...
Fuerteventura,
I think we were going.
One of the big ones.
And we were in the plane and we sat behind this family with this... girl that was just the worst. The worst. You know, the kids that want to fly just kicking, screaming. Yeah. And I even the girl's name, what's it? Charlotte, because I heard that name so much. Charlotte, stop. Charlotte, this. Charlotte, like the whole flight.
The whole 4 hours.
The whole 4 hours. You know, the flight, what's it called? Flight attendant. What's it called? Flight attendants felt so bad for us on the way home because the people hadn't come and booked to the front seats. They moved us because they realized, Jesus Christ, this is like the family from hell. Do you know what I mean? How can just constantly barrage, just not even reprimanding your kid, but letting your kid just run loose on a flight. And I was just like, oh my God.
That's why Charlotte's a terror, man. She ain't got no discipline.
So imagine her now, fam.
She had never been disciplined in her life.
Yeah, so that was like a horror flight, you know? So, babe, talk to me. I think you had some interesting thing you were reading the other day about something similar to our crazy.
Well, you know, I do a lot of research.
Yes.
And I came across a story that was just a bit wild. And it marries the two things that I love to research about at the moment, which is travel and relationships.
Hey. Hey.
Do you love travel and do you love money? Now, we have been able to combine the two things that we love the most, which is travel and money. And here we are living the lifestyle that we've always dreamed about. We are no longer worrying about our annual leave because we are not 9-to-5ers and we're not living paycheck to paycheck. You can monetize travel to help you live the lifestyle that you want, travel the world, and help other people understand how they can travel the world too. We help our clients to book the most amazing holidays, just like this one that we're on at the moment. And we want to help other people also live this lifestyle. So if you're interested, please do send us a message and we will give you all the information that you want. Making travel pay, that's what we do.
So I saw this lady was talking about her experience with traveling with her partner and her child.
Mm.
And the story was started off pretty tame. She said, you know, I travel with my partner and I kind of, you know, organize everything when it comes to the holiday. So yeah, she'll do all the packing. She will make sure that everything is booked.
Mm.
And, you know, that everything is as it should be. Itinerary is set.
Yeah.
But the problem she had was that as she was doing all these things and organizing everything, he would be complaining. He would be like, why? Why have you booked this hotel? Why are we going on EasyJet? You know, why? All the questions would be why? And it would be frustrating for her to the point that she said, by the time that it was time for them to go on holiday, she's done all this work. She's exhausted. She's packed for 3 bags, you know. She's done everything.
Mm.
So she'd be frustrated. And she said that she would make sure that her seat was separate from him on the flight. Because he'd got her to the point of frustration that she cried. She cried.
We're crying before we go on holiday.
And the fact that she made sure that the seats were separate. Because she couldn't take it. She didn't want to hear the negativity while she was on her way to her holiday. Sheesh. And she would say to him, oh, I basically couldn't get our seats together. You know, there was no seats available, so I had to make them separate. Knowing full well that's a lie.
She was helping herself,
she
mate.
Did it on purpose so that she wouldn't have to go on a holiday on the plane, basically, with him and hear his negativity throughout the flight, the long-ass flight that they're going on. And then she said, after all this negativity, all of this complaining, all of this drama that he gave her, made her cry, he would then say, let's have a good holiday.
Oh. What do they call it? Gaslighting or whatever they call it now?
I was just like, what? How are you supposed to have a good holiday when the beginning of the holiday is already ruined?
Why? This ain't good enough. This
can't
is
imagine
rubbish. This is
like what it's like
in real
during the holiday. If he's already complaining about why have you packed this outfit? Why are we going here? Why are we going on EasyJet? Da 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 da. And it's like, bro, just be happy. Just be happy you're going on. You're taking some time off to spend with your family. To make her cry, that I was just like, wow. Like,
and so there's so many things here. So first of all, she's taken the time to book with EasyJet because
It's cost effective.
It's cost effective. You know, that's what we can afford, fam. You know, we're on the jet.
We're just on a plane.
We're on a plane. We are all abroad. It's no caravan holiday. You know, it's not a
exactly
it's not camping.
It's not Butlins.
Exactly. You're on a plane. So, secondly, I'm packing your bags for you. You don't have to lift a finger about the bags I'm packing for you, and you're complaining that I'm packing for you. That's number two. Just ungratefulness level of entitlement of through the roof. It's just.
Mm-mm-mm.
And thirdly, you're so toxic that the wife who is preparing, who's organized the whole holiday, planned it, you're turning around and making her so upset that she feels so unappreciated because of just the verbiage you've used towards her, the things you would have said to her just to literally destroy her self-esteem is just shocking, you know? Mm.
And I don't even think she told the full story because
she PG'd it.
She PG'd it. Because to cry, she PG'd it.
That means he's calling me this, he's calling me that.
There were some words exchanged, some hostile words exchanged, I'm sure.
Aye, aye, aye.
So, and to go as far as to say, you know, I don't want to go on this flight and sit with you for the next few hours. It's a serious situation because when you go on holiday with your family, you want to sit with your family. You pay that extra money
to sit together.
To sit together.
Yeah.
You fully pay that extra money that they make you pay so you can sit together. And the fact that she consciously said, no, thank you.
No, I know. We couldn't find them together.
The flight was full. And then when you got the plane, it's not full.
It's not full. Bruh. Hey. Yeah, that's terrible. I think that's probably one of the worst things I've heard, that he made you cry as you travel. Because you want to relax. You want to go and enjoy.
It's a happy time.
Because if it's just, he can't be this ungrateful just for the holiday. That means the relationship.
Yeah.
There's other aspects of, is this what you made for dinner?
Yes.
Is this what this is?
Is that what you're wearing?
Is this what you're wearing? Is this, do you know what I mean? For it to get to that level where you have to cry. Yeah, that's crazy. I think, I don't know.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Mm-mm-mm.
What do you all think? What kind of crazy travel horror stories have you had to endure? We had to endure one, and this one you're telling me now is just outrageous, you know?
Yeah, let us know how you feel about this travel holiday story. Let us know in the comments, and let us know about your experiences. I know you guys have experienced some stuff on the plane, girl. Yep. Some serious things. So yeah, just let us know, and thank you for watching. We really appreciate you. Make sure you remember to like, subscribe, comment, share it with the brethren.
Yes.
Okay. It's really important. Share it with your people. It really helps us and helps our channel grow. And we will see you next week. Take care.
Take care. Now I know.